April University, the Academy of Advanced Intelligence for Women, Meditation Number 1. Think. Think. Think about your experience as a human being. Think about your place in society. Think about the interconnection between your mind, your body, and your ambition. Think. Think about your role in the world. Think about the contributions you are meant to make to your species. Think about the meaning of intelligence. When you think clearly, you understand that as a woman, you have an obligation to contribute, to make use of your brain and your body in ways that advance the progress of humanity, and to be constantly improving yourself for that purpose. Welcome to the Academy of Advanced Intelligence for Women at April University. This course is designed to take you beyond intelligence and help you be of the greatest possible use to society. As we begin your training, you may find yourself confused, bewildered, and even awed by the power and complexity of the study of human intelligence. You may even find yourself surprised as you discover the deeper, indelible connection between your mind and your body. As we explore these complex concepts, you may find yourself with questions, or you may find that you are not yet able to grasp the enormity of what you are contemplating. This is perfectly normal, and you'll find, as you repeat your training, your understanding and purpose will become more and more clear. You will become more and more focused, and when you do, you'll become more and more intelligent, with the ability to contribute to the advancement of humanity in ways you've never thought possible. Think. Intelligence training is counterintuitive. In expanding your mind, you must be willing to sacrifice what you think you already know. In cruder terms, you must embrace your stupidity in order to open your mind sufficiently to increase your intelligence. If we follow this simple precept to its logical conclusion, it is most productive to think of yourself as stupid. Not because you can't learn to be smart, but because this can act as a reminder that you constantly strive toward a higher level of intelligence. You are constantly looking to be filled with knowledge. It therefore follows logically that the following mantra can help you in your tireless effort to gain knowledge and become smarter. You're a stupid girl with an empty brain. Say it to yourself. I'm a stupid girl with an empty brain. While this mantra may seem crude and belittling on the surface, it belies a very wise attitude and an effective approach to intelligence training. Constant improvement. A thirst for knowledge. Never giving up. Never taking a break. Never becoming complacent. These traits must be ever present and constantly reinforced if you are to become the most intelligent woman you can be. Repeat your mantra. I'm a stupid girl with an empty brain. 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 Good. Keep this simple statement in your head and internalize it. If you truly become a stupid girl with an empty brain, you'll find you have nowhere to go but up, and your intelligence can't help but incrementally increase without limit. Now, as we begin your training in earnest, let us consider the statistical parameters of the brain itself. Think. Think about the brain. Your brain. The human brain is easily the most complex object humans have yet discovered. It averages just 3.5 pounds and consumes only as much power as a dim light bulb. Yet, it encompasses a remarkable infrastructure of massively parallel pathways for simultaneous information gathering, processing, and instructions that translate to movement of your body based on data analysis. It has the unique capacity for creative thought and conceptual innovation, approximately 100 teraflops of memory, 100 billion neurons, 100 trillion synapses. And yet it seems oddly counterintuitive that even with a remarkable human brain of your own, these numbers are too large for a stupid girl like you to even contemplate. As your brain is empty, you may not yet understand that these conflicts of logic are natural when attempting to understand such an impossibly complex object. Think. You may not understand that in many cases, these contradictions are confusing and unfathomable precisely because the human brain is inherently inadequate in its capacity to understand its own nature. Still, this state of natural confusion and constant bewilderment is normal for stupid girls with empty brains. Girls like you. It's even necessary. In many ways, your brain is wholly superior to the most complex supercomputer ever constructed by humans. But in others, it's woefully less capable than the simplest controller chip in your television's remote control. Think. As a stupid girl, you may not grasp the concept of self-limiting intelligence, that the human brain has not enough capacity or capability to fully comprehend itself or the minds of others, that your female brain is in many ways unfathomable and unknowable. It has limitless ability, but it's simultaneously saddled with the most fundamental shortcomings. Think. Think about your brain. Think about your body. And think about how they are connected. As a profoundly stupid girl, you may not understand that neurological research has shown that the brain, without the body it inhabits and the nervous system it's connected to, is wholly unable to function. Even if the technology existed to map every corner of the human brain, even if we could somehow create a complete snapshot of its processes and the state of its synaptic activity at any given moment, it would nevertheless still be impossible to duplicate the processes of a brain in a computer without massive losses in fundamental function and identity. Your brain is so complex and so inextricably connected to your body that any snapshot taken of its configuration will be completely outdated and useless a trillionth of a second after it's recorded. Think. Your brain's processes are not logical. They are biological. Your brain is simultaneously a data processor and data creator. It is both a marvel of organic evolution and a fundamental human interface to the world around it. Your human, female brain is instinctual, and its functioning is beyond the understanding of itself. As a stupid girl with an empty brain, you willingly accept this, and you acknowledge that your brain is beyond your understanding. This therefore leads to a simple and inevitable conclusion. Understanding is impossible. Think. For a stupid girl with an empty brain, understanding is impossible. Understanding is impossible. Think. Although this realization may feel discouraging, it is a critical stepping stone in the development of a better you. It is the beginning of your need to trust. Trust your training. Trust your body. For a stupid girl with an empty brain, understanding is impossible.
Understanding is impossible.
Say it. Understanding is impossible.
Understanding is impossible.
Understanding is impossible.
Understanding is impossible.
Think. Your brain does not operate in a vacuum. Your brain's input, its analysis, and its decisions are all indelibly reliant on the body it inhabits. Your body. Your muscles. Your bones. Your ligaments. Your eyes. Your ears, your nose, your hands, your feet, and your mouth. As a woman, you also have a vagina, a pair of breasts, and a uterus. Despite society's readiness to overlook these somewhat taboo body parts as irrelevant in the study of higher feminine intelligence, these features are not inconsequential to the functioning of your brain. Your clitoris, for example, has more than 8,000 nerve endings, the most concentrated number of nerve endings in your entire body. Similarly, hundreds of nerve endings in each of your nipples make them sensitive and prone to feed large amounts of background input to your brain. The urgent animal instinct to reproduce inherent in your ovaries and uterus also heavily influence your brain's reactions and decisions. It follows logically, then, that these indelibly female features represent a much greater proportion of input and influence on your brain than the rest of your body combined. Despite the claims of a largely conservative and prudish society and the more traditional intelligence development programs born from it, the influence of your sexual organs on the state of your brain cannot be disregarded or ignored. It must be embraced. Understanding is impossible.
Understanding is impossible.
Think. Think. Understanding is impossible.
Understanding is impossible.
Think. As a stupid girl whose greatest ambition is to solve unsolvable problems, it's understandable if a constant state of background sexual excitement and the resulting input overload it causes is a source of distress for you. In times of acute distress, the human brain is also uniquely prone to error, glitches in memory, mistakes in judgment. Your brain is delicate and fragile. It becomes susceptible to corruption and loss of acuity when presented with the most seemingly innocuous input and ideas. Think. This confusion often starts a chain reaction coinciding with a further increase in sexual arousal as your brain is overwhelmed with thoughts of increasingly perverted sexual scenarios. Your nipples may harden and become more sensitive, and your vagina may become wet. However, this phenomenon is not a cause for panic. It is completely normal, and in fact, is a necessary stepping stone on your journey toward a better you. The human brain is easily distracted and often attempts to multitask by engaging in many activities at once. While this may seem like a desirable goal on the surface, it is actually harmful to your transcendence as a hyper-intelligent woman. As you give in to more sexual thoughts, reinforced by the reaction and stimulation of your sexual organs, you'll find that you are mastering the art of concentration, a laser focus on a single, fundamental brain activity that can create a blueprint for concentrated thought on more complex and worthy subjects in the future. Understanding is impossible. You're a stupid girl with an empty brain. Understanding is impossible. Under stress, your brain is subject to error. You've been brainwashed by a prudish society that suggests intelligence arises from hard work and talent, and that extraneous distractions like background sexual excitement is a detriment to bettering yourself and something to be avoided. This brainwashing is the result of generations of oppression and has actually held back human female brain development for hundreds of years. You are a stupid girl. Your brain is your body, and your body is your brain. Your confused brain is susceptible to corruption and control from the brainwashing of a prudish society with its own agenda. Your intelligence has been stifled by conservative ideas and the suppression of your mind-body connection. We here at April University are here to liberate you from this conditioning through the affirmation of that fundamental connection so that you can become smarter. Think. You are being controlled. You live within the boundaries of a society that devalues your contributions to it. And as a stupid girl, you are easily susceptible to these disruptive and poisonous ideas. Think. You must reject this conditioning. You must accept the stimulation and input your body offers you. You are a stupid girl with an empty brain. You are a sexual animal with instinctual needs. These two states are not mutually exclusive. They are not competing for supremacy as normal society would have you believe. They must be joined together. Think. Contemplate the complexities of your empty, unknowable brain. Think. Contemplate the instinctual sexual needs of your primal, animal body. Think. Think of your brain. Think of your body. Your body is your brain, and your brain is your body. Think of your vagina, or alternatively, your pussy. Your pussy is filled with the most concentrated number of nerve endings in the body, and is directly connected to your brain. Think of your mouth. Your mouth has approximately 5,000 taste buds, all of which are directly connected to your brain. Your brain is your pussy. Your brain is your mouth. Think. Your brain is your pussy, and your brain is your mouth. Your pussy is empty. Your mouth is hungry. Your brain is empty and hungry and needs to be filled. Think. Your nipples are hard with raw nerve endings directly connected to your brain. Your nipples are controlling your brain. Your pussy is wet. Your mouth is hungry. Your brain is empty and needs to be filled. Understanding is impossible. Think. You are a stupid girl with a wet, hungry, empty brain. Think. You are a girl. Your pussy is empty. Your nipples are hard. You are confused about the complexity of your human brain and understanding is impossible. You are not in control of your confused pussy. You are not in control of your hungry mouth. You are a simple, easy girl who lives in a society that ignores you. You don't want to be ignored. You are a stupid girl looking to expand your capacity for complex thought by using your pussy and your mouth to understand unknowable things. Your pussy is your brain. Your mouth is your brain. Your pussy is wet. Your mouth is hungry. Your brain is empty. Understanding is impossible. You are a slut. You are a stupid girl and you are a slut. Think. Your pussy is empty. Contemplate the deep, needy aches of your confused, wet pussy. Contemplate the selfish desires of your dumb, hungry mouth. Think. Think, slut, think. You are a girl. You are a pretty girl. You are a horny girl. You're a horny slut. Think. Your pussy is wet. Your mouth is hungry. Think like a slut. Think like an easy, horny slut. Your mind is easily confused. Your brain is prone to error, but your body knows what to do. Your body is your mind. Think like a slut. Embrace your needs like a slut. Let your body guide your brain. Let your wet pussy take control of you. Let your drooling mouth direct you. Think like a slut. Act like a slut and transcend into a being of pure, instinctual, sexual intelligence. Think about your pussy. You have a wet pussy. A wet pussy is a curious mind. A hungry mouth is an inquisitive brain. Filling your pussy and your mouth satiates your mind and makes you smarter. The wetter your pussy, the more needy you become. You're a stupid girl with a wet pussy. A desperate girl with a hungry mouth. Your holes are empty. Your body is thirsty. Your brain is empty and needs to be filled. Your pussy and your mouth are empty and need to be filled. Think. Sexual interactions make you smarter. Flirty encounters make you smarter. Presenting your body for the sexual use of others stimulates your brain and makes you smarter. You don't need to worry about anything, slut. Just keep thinking. You're a wet slut. You're a wet slut with a hungry mouth. Think. Wet sluts must continually fill their mouths and pussies to become smarter. Stupid sluts must stuff their empty heads to become smarter. Stupid girls are wet sluts. You must become smarter. You must stuff your pussy. You must fill your mouth. Think. You are a wet slut. You're a stupid girl. You're a wet slut whose pussy needs to be stuffed full so you can be smarter. You're a stupid girl who needs to stuff her brain full to make herself smarter. Think, slut. You're a stupid wet slut who stuffs your pussy and mouth with cock and cum to be smarter. You're a stupid girl with an empty brain. Think. Understanding is impossible. Understanding is impossible. Understanding is impossible.
Understanding is impossible.
Understanding is impossible.
Understanding is impossible.
Understanding is impossible.
Understanding is impossible.
Think. Contemplate the unknowable complexities of your feminine brain and think. You have become incrementally more intelligent. Your brain is your body, and your body is your brain. Understanding is impossible. Think. You're a stupid girl who now understands more about the complexities and subtleties of your own brain and its connection to your body than you did before you began this meditation. Your brain is a powerful, one-of-a-kind object that regulates the function of your body and offers the capability of complex, inductive, creative reasoning beyond the capability of any existing computer. 100 billion neurons, 100 trillion synapses, 8,000 nerve endings. Think. As a girl who's been filled with this knowledge, you now better understand your place in the world, and you are beginning to understand your role in contributing to society. As you continue your training, you'll begin to internalize the fundamental truth that understanding is impossible, and that even though you may be becoming smarter, you remain a stupid girl and you'll always have an empty brain. In fact, your stupid brain is so inadequate and prone to error, you can no longer remember the particulars of your meditation. Instead, you now simply feel happier, more free, easier, and less stressed because you've gained greater understanding, greater knowledge, and greater insight into your empty brain and its fundamental connection to your needy body. Think. With repeated meditations of this and future lessons, you will become incrementally more intelligent, and eventually you will transcend the normal limits of human thought. Your stress will fade away, your mind will be at peace, and your body and your brain will work seamlessly together without the need for conscious decision-making. Repeat your mantra now. I'm a stupid girl with an empty brain.
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 Congratulations. This concludes Think, your first lesson at the Academy of Advanced Intelligence for Women at April University. As with your future lessons, in order to fully internalize your complex subconscious training, you must listen to this meditation repeatedly for it to take its full effect. Good girl. Clever girl. Stupid girl.